This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Man says the good life is money and pleasure. What does God say? Turn with us to Psalms 1 through 6. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A number of weeks ago, the cover of Newsweek magazine proclaimed, "The 80s are over. Greed goes out of style." According to the magazine, the 80s were the decade in which material success became a kind of free-floating standard of excellence. But the experts have concluded that with the stock market crash of last October, the decade expired of its own excesses. And now, people are back again wondering what the good life really is and how to find it. And the answer to that question is exactly what we find in Psalm 1. This is one of the Bible's clearest teachings on how life can be full and complete. Here we find God's definition of the good life and how we can live it. Psalm 1 begins by warning us to steer clear of the advice of the wicked. The lifestyle of the wicked, and intimate companionship with the wicked. Many people today get their role models from television and films, and obviously the lifestyles and relationships frequently portrayed do not model the life God wants us to live. Our close friendships are also important because of their powerful influence on our thinking and behavior. Psalm 1, our guide to the good life, tells us we must not approach life like those around us who don't care a thing about the Lord. Instead, we are to build our lives on the Word of God. The person who follows God is described as a tree planted by the rivers of water. Notice the word rivers, plural. All the rivers of God's mercy and goodness and grace swirl around the person who delights in the Word of God and meditates on it day and night. Now, if we follow that example, our lives will be fresh and fruitful to the glory of God. The world says you can get the good life on your credit card and with a little compromise here and there and have it all today, now, no waiting. But a tree that is firmly anchored and fruitful takes time. So we have the person who follows God pictured as a tree, roots down, fruitful, and stable. In contrast, the person whose life is taken up with the pleasures of this world is pictured as chaff, something light and without substance, blown about in the wind. Christian, let me encourage you to keep your Bible reading a priority in your busy days. Pause and reflect on what you read. Meditate on it day and night. As you do, God promises that you will discover the good life as He intends it to be lived. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Perhaps you've been wanting to establish a daily quiet time with the Lord. To help you get started, we'd like to send you a free copy of the pamphlet, 7 Minutes with God. It's filled with practical hints and encouragement. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for 7 Minutes with God. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy explains why mediocrity is not a Christian alternative as we study Psalms 7 through 12 on Daily Discipleship.